Mankind has continued to be fascinated by the Great Pyramid in Egypt. How were people of the time able to create this massive structure? The Great Pyramid in the Giza Plateau is the oldest monument of its size. It was created to such perfection that modern technology cannot structurally replicate it, let alone envision its full potential. More than 150 years after the academic establishment of Egyptology, there still appears to be little agreement between scholars on the function of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Is it possible that a highly advanced civilization existed in prehistory? If so, is the Giza Pyramid a remnant of their technology?
The theory that the pyramids were tombs, that is obviously the academic position in terms of the analysis of them. And the evidence to support that theory, they don't really have that much evidence. In fact, most of the evidence that you find in the pyramids, the Great Pyramid specifically, argues against tomb theory.
There has never been, in all the three pyramids on the Giza Plateau, any bodies ever found in the sarcophagi. So no, they probably were not tombs.
The reason I don't think it's a tomb is because of how intricate it's designed. I mean, just look at it, for example. We know that it's made of granite, sandstone, and limestone, essentially operating like a Faraday cage. If we look at what granite is, which most of our pyramids on the planet share this component, granite is composed of something called silica. And from silica, we get silicon like you use in microchips. And this is a great insulator and conductor of electromagnetic energy, just like you'd see with quartz crystal, where you get piezoelectrical energy. Thus, when we see this structure and how it operates, what we have to ask ourselves, why would you take so much time and effort to put together something that has all these various components and chambers and ways of operating to just use it as a tomb? If you think about it, why would the highly advanced civilization capable of using such precise mathematical equations and precision build this for storing dead bodies?
Mainstream archaeologists estimate the age of the Great Pyramid in Giza to be approximately 4,500 years old. Others contend it's much older. When researchers look back at the Orion constellation and how it would have appeared to earthly observers over centuries past, the age of the Giza Pyramid appears to date back to around 10,500 BC, while other researchers suggest it's even older. Alternatively, others go as far to suggest that the pyramids were not built by the indigenous population of Egypt, but in fact predate the Egyptian culture, and more significantly, were built by a conglomerate of cooperative ET races. While the date and method of the pyramids' construction is highly disputed, it is generally agreed that there were more than 2.3 million limestone and granite blocks, ranging in weight from 2 to up to 30 tons each, quarried and transported from Aswan, more than 500 miles away. The largest of these stones are estimated to weigh as much as 50 to 80 tons, or approximately the combined weight of 80 average-sized cars.
In my opinion, it's clear that the structure and design of the Great Pyramid is not simply some kind of tomb like you may have in a cathedral or in a churchyard. It's there with a specific function in mind. It generates an energy which can be not only felt by whoever enters inside the structure, but can actually be detected using scientific instrumentation.
The reason for building the Great Pyramid remains an enigma. Due to their precise alignment with the stars, many researchers speculate the Great Pyramid may have been a type of portal to the cosmos. Others have speculated that the pyramid may have been used as an energy-generating technology for various purposes. Either way, what can be certain is that the builders possessed highly sophisticated knowledge of mathematics and geometry. They had knowledge of the true dimensions of the Earth to extreme precision, and they possessed exceptionally advanced technical instrumentation to site the Great Pyramid.
Within the Great Pyramid is extraordinary precision within its design and the engineering and the sheer finish of it. I mean, we're dealing with blocks made of granite, which is one of the hardest substances in the world to work. And you're talking about the precision cutting of this as much as 4,600 years ago. But then the placement of it to a level that's certainly below 1% of precision, and to such a degree that you're not even able to put a piece of paper between the different courses of the exterior facing blocks. So you have to ask yourself, why did they need such precision?
Today's buildings, if you're laying down a footing, a foundation for a building, you are required to hold the accuracy, flatness, within 20 thousandths per linear foot. If you take that over the acreage that the Great Pyramid, you have a base of 13 acres. And so using 20 thousandths of an inch per foot, you could be out 15 inches based on modern specs or modern requirements, whereas the actual variance of being a perfectly flat plane on the Great Pyramid, instead of being 15 inches, it's less than an inch, 7/8 of an inch. So they were working at a high degree of accuracy. So when you look at the builders that we have today or masonry work, you don't find that kind of accuracy. If you look at the interior design, the schematics of the Great Pyramid, to me, it looked more like the inner workings of a machine than a building or a tomb or cathedral or anything like that. And taking the appearance and then discovering the precision of these inner chambers, it occurred to me that something that had the precision of a machine, it had the appearance of a machine, well, perhaps it was a machine.
If the pyramid is a machine, then for what possible purpose? What if, in the ancient past, someone wanted to build an instrument to generate light and energy? Light can be created if the machine can emit charged particles into the ionosphere. Like the aurora borealis, where electrons created by the sun collide with air molecules to create light. What would it take for the Great Pyramid to create a similar energetic emission? To accomplish that goal, high conductivity material at high frequency is required.
A limestone is a very conductive material for electricity. And when you look to the inner design of the pyramid, you'll find that the most important part of the pyramid, which is the so-called king chamber, is completely built from granite, rose granite from Aswan. And we understand that granite contains quartz on it. Especially that rose granite, it contains 13% of its molecular structure quartz. So as if it is serving a very good need, because if it is any other type of granite, it will contain less than 10%, sometimes 6% or 5%. So 13% is serving high purpose. Also, the design of the shafts and the tunnels inside the pyramid, it indicates that there are paths of movements, or like it's energy movements inside the pyramid. It comes from the top of the pyramid, goes to the depths of the ground, or the opposite. It comes from the deep levels of the ground and continue up to the middle of the pyramid and then to the top of the pyramid until leaving from the summit of the pyramid. So for sure, the pyramid was our plant, and there are so many evidences.
The National Research Center of Cairo analyzed limestone from the region of Aswan. It was discovered that its conductance improves at higher frequency to an exceptional degree. In addition to its structural strength, limestone is highly conductive. The Great Pyramid of Giza has a few chambers, shafts, and passages. Each of these elements potentially served an important role in the pyramid's function.
The Great Pyramid of Giza is just the upper part of a massive underground power system that you can only understand if you have the opportunity to use ground-penetrating radar or be fortunate enough to go underground as we did, my scientific team in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, to look at the unusual complex of water tunnels and passages that bring water in from the Nile, that then is recycled underground, providing an energy source of energy differentials between fresh water and salt water. It is my hypothesis that the Great Pyramid represents the floor plan of a gigantic earth battery that the Egyptians used very carefully and left behind as a model by virtue of the storage rooms also underground underneath the Giza Plateau as a showing of a simplified way of free energy.
While many experts agree the Giza Pyramid was a structure to generate power, they have slightly different theories about how this was accomplished.
So to describe the Giza power plant,
and we go back to the source of the energy that feeds into it. We go to the Earth. The Earth is the power source, and the Great Pyramid is tapping into it. Well, how did it do that? Principally, you have mechanical energy flowing through the Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid is caused to resonate with the Earth. That is the fundamental function. And when it resonates with the Earth, energy is drawn through it. And so once it's primed, it becomes like a coupled oscillator. A coupled oscillator is a device that's attached to a larger vibrating body. It's in tune or harmonically tuned to that larger vibrating body. And as long as the vibrating body continues to feed energy or vibrate, then the coupled oscillator will vibrate in sympathy with it. It will draw energy from it.
I was one of the founders of the Osiris tomb. Over 100 feet down under the Giza Plateau, there's lots of water, and yet you have a huge sarcophagi. So why would you have the sarcophagus in the middle of water? Why would you have temples along the Nile that are flooded with water? Well, perhaps if they were energy generators using water, using solar technology, which is plentiful in Egypt.
The pyramid was used as an energy structure to show us how we could harness the water energy system that ran closely along the Great Pyramids. Water thus was used and managed by pressure and by the relationship of chambers interconnected with each other to provide a water circulatory system, a hydraulic system of a continual feedback system of emptying the salt water chambers to those of fresh water, vice versa, to running water over electrodes, salt water over electrodes, where the sodium chloride ions were removed and electricity was produced, a simple electrical charge and discharge system was there in place beneath the pyramid.
I proposed in the southern shaft carried dilute hydrochloric acid, and then the northern shaft carried hydrated zinc. And so what I was seeing supported the theory. And one of those electrodes was electroplated, where, you know, some of the metal was actually deposited on one of the electrodes. And then in the northern shaft, you have quite a lot of erosion in that shaft. You have the creation of gypsum oozing out of some of the cracks. And then you have a condition where the lower parts of the shaft were more eroded than the upper parts, which makes sense considering that you would have a higher concentration of the acid towards the bottom than you would the top. So that seems to confirm the theory that they were using that as a reaction chamber, and everything seemed to make sense. And they found some very, very interesting, and I would say, evidence of electrical symbols painted on the floor. Behind the door, they had these loops. Metal fittings came outside of the back of the door and looped around and then went back in. So it was almost like they were locking those electrodes in place so they wouldn't shift.
If metal had been placed there, those could have been the anodes and the cathodes for energy generation. This is a great possibility that the pyramid itself was an energy factory.
One emerging theory suggests that the pyramid was a power plant for Tesla-like free energy. To achieve this, it's believed that the Queen's Chamber was used as a power collector. Originally, the Queen's Chamber, as well as the entire pyramid, was covered in a polished white limestone, with the top of the pyramid covered with crystal and gold at the apex. As particles funneled down from the atmosphere toward the Earth and through the pyramid, the insulating properties of the piezoelectrically charged white limestone in the Queen's Chamber prevented the electrical particles from returning back into the atmosphere. Connecting to the aquifers below, they created a concentrated differential of charges between sky and Earth. This would be like having a continuous lightning bolt with regulated voltage. The unique thing to understand is that between sky and Earth, there is a charge in polarity, depending on atmospheric circumstances. Even today in the underground chamber, there are traces of cables and metal structures for grounding. It's dry now, but water was flowing, creating a grounding effect. The suggestion is that there is now a place of continuous charge creating free energy. That is why they're on the ley lines, giving them a greater connection to the ground, essentially. It only concentrates the charge differential between sky and Earth. It is the planet itself that creates the energy. In short, it is pure Tesla, as we would reference it today. While experts explore the physical evidence of the Great Pyramid as a power-generating technology, the design elements also suggest the importance of acoustics.
Every room, from the highest chamber to the lowest chamber, was thought out and designed beforehand. Even the so-called unfinished or subterranean chamber right within the bedrock itself, hundreds of feet beneath the pyramid, was specifically designed with acoustics in mind. It was being chiseled away until they reached a point where they said, that's it, stop. We've achieved exactly the acoustics we need to generate certain sound frequencies. We need go no further. So they left it the way that it was. And those same sound frequencies can be detected today, which is exactly what we have done.
The Great Pyramid has always attracted attention when it comes to the unusual acoustics on the interior. I think the first recording of somebody actually commenting on the acoustics is Napoleon. The other one was Paul Horn, who is a flutist. He made a recording inside the Great Pyramid. It was called Inside. And he recorded in all the chambers. Paul noted that the reverberation in the King's Chamber was about 8 seconds. It was very long. And he also reported that the frequency, when you struck it, Kafa rang at around 438 hertz, which is close to 440.
In 2019, I was able to go into the Great Pyramid with a team of about 15 people, and we were permitted to carry out a very simple experiment. And everybody went into every different part of the Great Pyramid, and sounds were made in each of these chambers so that we could not only monitor the different frequencies, the different decibels, but also to find out whether those sounds could be heard in different chambers. And we were able to build up an incredible picture of what was going on an acoustic level. And the different frequency ranges, not only were those fine-tuned towards the human voice, in other words, chanting, singing, and other forms of ceremonial activity were obviously in mind with the design of the chambers. But beyond that, we were able to detect in the lowest of the chambers, a so-called subterranean chamber, and a long passage that exits from this chamber called the Dead End Passage, we were able to find that in here, there was generated incredibly low frequencies, as well as what is known as infrasound. And this seems to have been deliberate. Infrasound is sound frequencies that are below 20 hertz. So we do not hear them so much as feel them and experience them. And they affect us on a very subtle level. They cause what we would refer to as paranormal experiences, or the sense that we're entering into otherworldly environments.
We most certainly know that when you visit in the Great Pyramid and you go into these various rooms, there's a particular tonal frequency. And when you visit the King's Chamber and you can make the sacred Om sound, it's almost as if it's been harmonized towards this. In fact, in our groups that have made that sound, it's almost as if there's this transcendental experience where the entire room disappears and the stars become present out the top of it. There most certainly is this timeless sound and frequency wavelength-like feeling when you immerse yourself into this magnificent monument.
Resonance gives a certain physical feature to this monument. For example, it allows waves, like electromagnetic waves, to be concentrated in some parts of the monument or specifically under the monument, whereas in other parts, they do not concentrate. And so what does that do? It creates a gradient. You have an area where you have a high concentration of energy, and then you have other areas where you have a low concentration, and those areas are closer to the top of the Great Pyramid. So what does that do? It basically creates a flow of current in this case, or magnetic waves. And that, to me, suggests that it is possible that the Great Pyramid may have actually operated to concentrate power by creating this gradient.
And this seems to be something very, very important in connection with the function of the Great Pyramid. It was to generate sound on many different levels. But beyond this is the fact that infrasound can be carried through rock for great distances, perhaps many miles, like seismic waves. And I'm pretty certain that the builders of the Great Pyramid would have been very much aware of this. So they are carrying energy, they are generating energy that can be carried through the rock to the other monuments on the Giza Plateau. Now, why would this be important? The answer is so that rituals and ceremonies can take place at other locations on the plateau that can resonate and harmonize with the Great Pyramid itself. In other words, it was all part of one huge, great, harmonizing landscape that was all working as one together.
The very geometry of the Great Pyramid, the angles themselves, a 51-51 approximately for the geometry, is amazing. It does put you into an altered state of reality. And Professor Golod in Russia has built pyramids not even of the same geometry, and certainly not of bricks and stones and limestone and mortar. He makes them simply out of wood. And people go inside and they're healed. So it's an amazing geometry, no matter how you place it around yourself or around the planet. So the pyramid itself is a key geometry for our own life system. And I believe that our body itself creates its own pyramidal geometry. And inside our mind, we have pyramidal cells, which are really pyramidal brain cells in our body. So all of this is part of our geometry of life.
The Great Pyramid is a geographical marvel. Located at the exact center of the planet, at the intersection of the longest line of latitude and the longest line of longitude, some researchers suggest for a structure to generate high-frequency radiation, which is really light, it must be surrounded by a large landmass. This begs the question, is it possible that the Giza Pyramid's function is connected to its actual location on Earth?
The answer to that almost certainly is yes, because it lies at exactly 30 degrees latitude. That's one third of the distance from the equator to the North Pole. And although, as far as longitude is concerned, it's also at 30 degrees, quite clearly, it is also 1/12 of the circumference of the Earth itself. And this seems to be beyond coincidence. And this tells us very clearly that there was a specific purpose in building the Great Pyramid exactly where it was. Again, I don't think this is coincidence, because as we know, the number 12 plays such an important role in the canon of cosmic numbers in cultures all the way around the world.
The geology of the site is ideal. It is what people call a power place. And, you know, the ancients knew about these power places. So as far as Giza, that seems to be Grand Central right there. I mean, it definitely is a very energetic site.
Some theories suggest that humans may have had help creating the Great Pyramid from extraterrestrials, or that some divine knowledge and inspiration is what made the feat possible. In part, that's because some explanations put forth suggested that the Great Pyramid was constructed using long-lost sonic technology to levitate and place the massive stones, as well as high-energy tools, which may have resembled modern-day lasers, to precisely cut the blocks. Whatever explanation is offered about the pyramid's origins and construction, it seems evident that a higher consciousness was involved.
My book, The Keys of Enoch, states that there is a global power grid system in the shape of a dodecahedron, which is a very complex geometry that is then sliced into pyramidal sections. The Great Pyramid represents the center of this grid system that was to harness energy. The Great Pyramid represents, at a much earlier date, knowledge that I believe was given to the human race by higher evolutionary intelligence. Mastermind by the Egyptian pre-scientist and then distributed in later generations and dynastic periods by a wide variety of global societies.
So legends say that after Atlantis, some of the remaining civilization went to Egypt, and that was one of the energy activation points. So I believe that many of the other points that had been ancient stargates are lost, but Egypt seems to be a key remaining activated energy point, a real stargate, a real place of energy generation.
The depth of symbolism and mystery surrounding the Giza Pyramid makes it unique on Earth for what some describe as its metaphysical properties.
I think if the Great Pyramid was meant to be a mathematical shrine or a tome to physics or a communication device, then I think we have to seriously entertain the possibility that we live in a simulated universe, because we have to then consider the idea that it was planted for us to figure out on our own that we live in a simulation.
So the Great Pyramid is a place of initiation. If you go inside the King's Chamber and you chant, you actually get initiated, because the frequencies drop your mind from the normal waking state to the alpha, to the theta, even into the delta range. And you're able to be initiated with the star gods, connected with Orion. This is powerful stuff. We are activated by those in the heavenly dimensions, and they are helping us to make that reconnection, that linkage, back into our cosmic selves.
If you take all those pyramids and tune them and make them sing to the Earth, then the Earth would sing back, but with a louder voice. But the result would be that you would harmonize the planet, harmonize the plates, and also the people that are living in the area.
Now, whether the Great Pyramid was a power plant or it was a portal aligned with Orion's belt to take you somewhere, I feel from my experiences in visiting it that it is one of the most magnificent monuments on this planet. It's the greatest doorway to our ancient past, and it holds clues about the origins of humanity. There is an immense feeling of power when you visit it that overwhelms the beauty sensibilities of humankind. And the only thing I can say about it is that it's transformational when you walk into it.
In essence, the Great Pyramid of Complex is the inductive spark to activate the cosmic roadmap that connects Mother Earth, the stars of Orion, the mortality of the human race with immortality of the gods, or those who live in the region of Intsak, the Egyptian word for the imperishable star gods. From Orion to Ion, there is the chemistry of eternity. And that is why these terms have come down even from the Greek philosophers and scientists into our vocabulary. The ionization of the water, the ionization of the human blood, the heartbeat of the human body, the activation of the sound structure of higher states of consciousness, all reflect a periodic chart of birth, death, and ascension.
I don't think that we can ever recreate the Great Pyramid. I think that it is one of the pinnacles of human engineering and achievement, not just in the ancient world, but in the modern world at the same time. And to understand its function, I think, is something that will unlock the cosmic secrets of humankind.
While the physical pyramid emerges from the Earth and ascends energetically toward the light of the cosmos, so too does the energy of the cosmos shine down through the Great Pyramid, energizing the Earth below. The modern world may hold the key to many secrets, but the ancient world knew one of monumental proportions, and to this day, safeguards this secret within the hidden chambers of the Giza Pyramid. Next time on Deep Space, we explore the world of illusion. Do we live in a holographic universe?